If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, residents of Hartbeespoort, which has 38 wards and it's a municipality under Madibeng, are very unhappy with the municipality. They're saying no, they actually do not want to be part of Madibeng anymore. Now, Councillor Douglas Maimane is Madibeng Municipal Manager, Mayor, I beg your pardon, is on the line with us. Mayor, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening.
Yeah, thank you very much, my sister, for granting us the opportunity.
Thank you very much. This Hartbees Residents Forum has said that they have written to you many, many times, have gone through the processes. They've officially asked to be removed from your municipality. Your response to that?
Let me firstly clarify the fact that we have 41 wards, not 38.
No, that's not what I said. I said the Hartbees community has 38 wards, not your totality of Madibeng. Is it not true that Hartbees has 38 wards?
Hartbees is part of Madibeng.
I understand.
Let me clarify. Mm-hmm. In fact, the wards in Hartbees are only three.
Okay.
It's what 30, 33, and... or 29.
Okay. And the totality of Madibeng is 41?
41, yes.
All right.
So I thought that factual inaccuracy must be...
All right.
Correct. Yeah. Mm. Now, you should know that Hartbees historically was merged with Brits, mm-hmm. to constitute Madibeng.
Mm.
And historically, Hartbees was a lily white municipal area. Established under the apartheid epoch. So you need not be worried about the views of other people who are resident in Hartbees. However, we must admit that there was a submission of such a nature, the demarcation board.
Mm.
But of course, the demarcation board is the one that makes determination on how municipalities are constituted in terms of the geographical area. So it's a matter for the demarcation board. But this matter stands. The demarcation is intact. The municipality has not been unbundled. It remains a municipality as constituted in terms of the law. Madibeng can look at the its own IEC number as per the municipal number of Madibeng. It remains an intact municipality. But however, the views that has been raised with letters written to me, there has been a program of the executive mayor, which was an outreach program called Indizos. We had a meeting with the community of Hartbees program, in which we had an engagement on key issues that we have to address in the area. We are rendering services in the area, water, electricity, roads. Of course, we have a challenge of the roads in the area and the water infrastructure, which is aging, and all sorts of other challenges related to the infrastructure issues. But as matters stand, we are rendering services there. And we have offices in that area, and the payment of services has been done. We did introduce Operation Patela in the area to cut off those who are illegally connected to our system and those who are consuming electricity and water without pay rates and taxes as required. And we have seen cooperation from the people of Hartbees as a municipality, coming to the municipality, making arrangements, paying for services. But of course, the isolated minority view cannot be underestimated, as it is historically based. And so far, the only point at which we came across the continuation of such a view was when matters of the demarcation board were brought to the fore in the municipality. And we saw those views being expressed, and they are defeated. And the municipality remain in the municipal area.
Kuki Mashego is a Hartebees inhabitant, and she is also part of the Hartebees Forum, and she's a secretary there. She's on the line with us. Thank you very much, Ms. Mashego, for making time for us. Do you agree? Are you cooperating with the municipality after the demarcation board refused to isolate you as a resident of Hartebees?
Good evening, everyone. I'm not sure who I'm talking to, but I'm a resident of Hartebeespoort. I'm residing in Sunway, and as a resident of Sunway over the last years that I've lived here, over 13 years, Hartebeespoort, I know it as the one of the best in the country. Just after Cape Town, Hartebeespoort is the second international a tourist attraction. But over the last 13 years, Hartebeespoort has been put into Madibeng to be one of the municipality area that had its own municipality. And I believe that growing up around Hartebeespoort, we were hoping that since we are amalgamated with Madibeng, things will change as children grow up around Hartebeespoort. So at the moment, we see deteriorating a state of Hartebeespoort. We've got a bad situation that we are facing right now. If you go right, just when you enter Hartebeespoort, there is a total garage. There are potholes that are bad. There is potholes everywhere in Hartebeespoort. And there is a lot of challenges with the sewer spillages that is affecting direct water that is spilling to the road and causing the potholes to grow and more accidents. In the Van der Hoof Road, we have a reference that is been there for over years and years, and there is no road to enter in Rifente. You find that they say they are fixing something. We've been on the IDP meeting. You find Hartebeespoort has less budget, and all the other budget is going across the mountain. And as residents of Hartebeespoort, we would like to be considered. Some other residents who are staying in the other upper side, upper areas, they are paying the services, the tax rates and taxes. Some are facing challenges, just like as we are facing challenges. Hartebeespoort, we wish to see it back in its old glory. So over the last 13 years, we understand that it was under the apartheid then. So now we are all together. We don't have a capital project taking place in Hartebeespoort.
Let's give the mayor a chance to respond. Ms. Mashego, let's give the mayor time to respond, because I think you're bringing up many issues at the same time. Mr. Mayor, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, it's unfortunate that I'm speaking in my position as the mayor, speaking to someone I've got no knowledge of. But anyway, the issues that she raises, probably we must clarify the fact that Hartebeespoort was incorporated into Brits, or was amalgamated with Brits in year 2000 at the beginning of the establishment of the current dispensation of local government. So it can be 13 years ago. So that factual inaccuracy.
No, she says she was living there for 13 years.
No. She says 13 years ago and so on.
Yes, so what I'm saying is, Mr. Mayor, from what we heard, she's been living there for 13 years.
You have ambushed me. I did not know that I have someone to...
Mr. Mayor, this is a resident. This is not ambush, unless if you don't want to speak to your residents. This is not someone who's a government position. She doesn't have a...
What you must understand is that we are holding meetings. We are even meeting with this community on Friday.
Yes.
In that area, in West City. She's talking about Offset.
Are you not happy to have a resident call and discuss these things with you?
No, we have meetings where we talk to our residents.
So the resident comes to the media hoping to get intervention. Is that Okay.
You must let me know that I'm going to talk to a resident who is having certain issues to raise, so that I know who is the resident from which part of Madibe. Madibe is big and got 41 wards. But anyway,
can we give her the chance to explain herself then? Then you can then have clarity.
There's no need for her to explain herself. I think you said
I would love to explain myself.
No, wait, ma'am. I want to respond to what she says.
Mr. Mayor, the platform is yours, and if you're not happy to have somebody call in and have a discussion with you, we are very happy to let her go. That is your prerogative. So if you're not happy to continue with this resident, it's absolutely okay.
Yeah, I'm not happy that I should be exposed to someone with these things. And tomorrow I can ask her to account for those things. I'm speaking in my official capacity as the executive mayor. And
So you would not like a resident to speak to you on a public platform?
But if you arrange, I'm afraid of doing that. I'm saying to you, if I knew that, I thought it is you interviewing me. I was not aware that there's a resident coming. I was asked for an interview.
We really apologize for that, Mr. Mayor. The way the show works, we have officials come on, we have the interview, and people are welcome to call in. It's a public platform. And as I'm saying, if you're not comfortable with a platform where your own residents want to engage with you, that's still fine. Just, if that is making you unhappy, that's okay. We will continue our conversation, but she has the right to call in and have a conversation, because this is something that concerns them as residents. And you obviously have the right to respond to them. And if you're not comfortable to do that, that's still fine.
Yeah, I wanted a question from you, which I will respond to. And I respect that you would be having questions for me as the executive mayor. I will respond to all those questions.
So all the other people that are calling in, you don't want to speak to them either?
Did you want a call-in session also?
As the show begins, people are welcome to call in. That happens when there's a minister, that happens when there's an MEC, a premier, that's what happens. If we were not aware, you're not happy to do that.
Let's avoid this discussion. Let's proceed. Let me respond to the issue that has been raised regarding the RTBS poor situation and also in particular. We are going there as a municipality on Friday. There's a program called Tunsa Lerole, in which we are addressing key issues of service delivery in the area. We are leaving a mark there. We have been providing services in the area. We do so, and we're going to intensify how services are going to be rendered in the area. So we are unfazed by any accusations that are sometimes not scientifically proven to say we are not doing anything. We have attended to the Siwa in the country. The roads there, you can see the RDP houses. We've got challenges of land in the area. You know, that land there belongs to some other people, and certain parts must be purchased and so that we're able to settle our people properly in those areas. There are all sorts of problems in the area.
So let's discuss those problems as you see them, and the things that you do want to address with the community that you're going to be addressing, you said tomorrow.
Yeah, the matter of sewer spillage in the fence, which we have been attending since last week. We have actually attended to the problem of sewer spillage in the area. Illegal dumping sites, internal roads, and provision of water to the area. Of course, we've got the challenge of illegal connections of electricity, which is a matter we're not going to address now. We'll have to address it sometime so that we install new split meters. Remember, we had an arrangement with ESCOM so that we were able to prove to ESCOM that the electricity we are selling to people will be able to receive payment for such services rendered to our people. So the area cannot even claim lack of electricity supply and any other services that are rendered, including our supply of water to the area. It's also a matter that has been efficiently done. There are instances where supply would be interrupted due to some electrical problems and so on, but it is always interrupted and then restored to our people.
So the meetings that you are convening, what then is the top of your agenda? Because you're saying some of the people that are calling these other meetings on the side, it's a minority. For yourselves, what is at the top of your agenda and what do you want to address?
Actually, the type of engagement we're going to have on Friday is in twofold. It is exactly going to, firstly, to monitor the progress insofar as responding to the service delivery challenges is concerned, which we have been doing over the past 2 weeks, and also attending to some outstanding issues, and further had an engagement with the community on some other outstanding matters like occupation of RDP houses in the area by wrongful occupants, to addressing the outstanding matter of availability of land, which we must purchase as a municipality through the assistance of the provincial government so that we can settle our people accordingly in the area, extending services to such people once we settle them, and ensuring that we also open offices in the area so that people can pay for services very close to where they reside, and looking at matters like your HIMARS lights, which might be operational, fixing your jokes and so on. All those things must be dealt with on Friday. This is the program called Twinsa Levoli, which we are implementing in the area. We'll also look at other projects of attending to the challenges of our people like GBV and all sorts of other social ills we are facing in the area. We have certain portions also that must be formalized. The process is unfolding. A consultant also has been appointed to look into formalization processes. They were only did not succeed only because of budgetary constraints, which we are attending in the forthcoming financial year.
When we started this conversation, you were adamant that the people who are complaining are a minority, but you've just said to me you're going to meet this community because of service delivery challenges. In other words, you've identified the same problems.
We have.
Mr. Mayor?
I'm saying, you're saying you have identified what?
No, you are saying that one of the reasons you have convened and you're going to be starting engagements with the community is for service delivery challenges. But you are also unhappy when other residents were bringing it up, saying that you are ambushed, you are saying that it's a minority. I'm saying it doesn't seem to be opposites. You seem to be saying the same thing, that there are challenges, service delivery challenges.
No. Remember, I've been called for an interview by yourself, and you did not send anything in writing to me to indicate the things that I'm going to respond to. I understood in my narrow mind that you're going to ask me questions which I will respond to. So I was not aware that I'm in a talk show where people are going to phone in, ask questions and so on. But that is besides the point. What we are dealing with now, it's an interview in which you are asking questions I'm responding to. So I'm not trying to fabricate stories. I'm responding to a real situation on the ground which we are grappling with and are dealing with. And we're not afraid to say these are challenges we are dealing with. Service delivery challenges in the area are a reality. It's not a lie. They have been there. They are historical issues and which we are abreast with, and our teams are on the ground throughout the municipal area, dealing with the service delivery challenges. Remember, some of the areas in RDBS I'm talking to are informal settlements that have mushroomed some 4 or 5 years ago. They are without services. And I'm talking to issues like the formalization of the areas and ensuring that such areas are also connected to the system, there are matters around the legal connection of electricity, which we must also begin to correct in the area. So it's not like when you say you are ambushed or something, the reality simply disappears. The reality is there, and which we are dealing with. There are service delivery challenges, which we are prepared to own up and talk to our people unashamedly and be committed to correcting such. And we are doing so. Hence, I'm saying our intervention in the area was in respect of specific service delivery issues, which we have dealt with since last week, and we are continuing to deal with them. And we'll do so even in the forthcoming financial year, allocating sufficient resources so that we unblock some of the service delivery challenges I alluded to earlier on. But one of the things I must also indicate is that the infrastructure in, as I started, I said to you, the infrastructure in the area is as antiquated, I don't know as what, because it was infrastructure installed in the olden days. It's an infrastructure, for instance, we have asbestos pipes that are still carrying water to houses then, which we are, in terms of a program, anticipating to address as we begin to reshape our own financial standing, so that in the ultimate end, we are able to provide water sufficiently to our people and also without health risk attached to the use of the old asbestos pipes in the area, particularly in the old part of the RTBA. So there are all sorts of challenges we have been able to pick up. A year ago, we had an engagement with the broader community of RTBS, including our white compatriots who are resident in the area. And we had an engagement with them. And in that engagement with them, none of them did indicate that they would like to leave our municipality for reasons. There is challenges, for instance, but they would like to see that the municipality taking over also some parts which are still supplied by Tshwane in terms of electricity and water, so that we are taking full responsibility of all the services in the area. And we are committed to doing so. We have engaged with Tshwane on the two issues of the substations, electrical substation in RTBS, and also the matter of supply of water in the area. We are constantly in discussion with them, so that in the ultimate end, the changes are effected, and we take full responsibility of the supply of services, electricity and water in particular, so that it increases our portion of the rates and taxes that we are receiving.
Mayor of Madibeng Municipality, Councillor Douglas Maimane, thanks very much for your time. Let me just quickly go back to Ms. Mashego, who has been listening into that conversation. You heard for yourself, Ms. Mashego. The mayor says they've been engaging you. They continue to engage you. He was not happy to take this particular call. Your what's your plan of action going forward?
Okay. You know, as community, this is what I'm not talking only for Ward 30 only. We have Ward 29, we've got Ward 33 and Ward 29, Ward 30, Ward 33. So as the mayor is saying, the problems that have been there are from the old age days. So since Madibeng has put together RTBS Port has been amalgamated with Madibeng in 2000. Asbestos pipes could have been tackled even when they were with them. Up to now, it's only now that we've got Tunsa Lerurin, which is coming this week. Whereby from last week, that's when we saw the activity that is happening. And these activities, we feel like they are perpetrated, that we are towards the elections. And that's when we see our mayor. We haven't been seeing a mayor coming into our place. We haven't seen a mayor engaging. But because the mayor is coming and then things are happening, we appreciate that. But the people of the area are not even part of those progress. They are not. They come and work, but they don't even put the people to be part of the programs on the ground to even work, to get opportunities of employment. We've got people who are not employed. We've got a lot of things that are happening. But now we feel like after the election, everything will go back. And then I want to highlight that the interest of moving and making our own municipality application to the demarcation board took some time ago, because we went to Madibeng, engaged with Madibeng, and put the things in front of the demarcation board, in front of the Madibeng officials that were there, and they put also their side of the story. We put our side of the story that we want our municipality to come back to Madibeng, to Hartebeespoort, to work, so that the money that is going to Madibeng can be able to improve the infrastructure of Hartebeespoort. So as I'm saying now, we appreciate the Tunzali Ruli that comes one after maybe 30 years, because it's the first one we happen to have. It's last year when I asked from Mount Tulu of Kokta that we've got challenges in some way. People didn't have ideas, people didn't have services. So was last year. This year is a beef up of last year, but this is the once off event that happened once in the world. After this, we don't know whether there will be any other engagement or anything. So with this, I just want to say, yes, we appreciate what is going to be happening this week, which is Friday, and we appreciate that for the first time we see trucks are coming here, but there is no capital project that is tangible that will build Hartebeespoort. The taxpayers, ratepayers of Hartebeespoort, even from the other suburbs and the east states, there is a lot of, if you go to Ifafi, if you go to the road, you sit by the taxi rank, and you can see that there is nothing that is happening. And the busting of water, the trucks that are coming from across the mountain to collect water and take it to another places, and all there are so many things. But we feel that if Hartebeespoort had his own municipality, it was going to take the funds and be able to capacitate the other disadvantaged areas faster, and we will see where the money is going, where the taxpayers' money is going. I'm including not just Ward 30, I'm talking for Ward 30, Ward 29, Ward 33. This is the areas that I feel like we feel as people of Hartebeespoort, that three wards carrying the other 38 wards with its capacity that it can be able to do. So we
want to
see where the money is going.
All right, let's give that some time. Let's see how that particular campaign pans out. Kuki Mashego is a resident of Hartebeespoort.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.